sell.
You ever heard that called a flying Jenny?
No.
And the thing that you'd use in the winter to slide downhill?
Sled?
Any special term for holding the sled up to your chest, taking a run and then landing flat on it and go downhill? The boys' weapon were a fork, a crotch, rubber bands.
Slingshot. Beanie.
Beanie?
Beanie is probably... Well, in the last few years, I don't recall having heard the beanie. When I was a kid, it was a beanie.
We were talking about the farm. What would you call one of those vehicles with one wheel and two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
And the large round wheel for sharpening axes and things like that?
Grindstone.
And the portable sharpener that you could use in the field to sharpen the side.
Whetstone.
What do you do every 1,000 miles with your car?
Change the oil and have it lubricated.
What does this lubricated mean?
Well, that's a process by which all of the moving parts subject to wear are greased.
And the stuff that you get to burn in a lantern?
Kerosene.
Is this ever called anything else around?
Oh, yes. When I was a kid, it was coal oil. I haven't heard coal oil. Is it possible that things like that will change, even in a short span of 20 years?
Yes, indeed. On this particular one, it was probably advertising.
Well, I was going to mention that point because I was going to say that when it was bought at the grocery store, it was coal oil. Mm-hmm. Now, it's bought at the filling station. We've seen the pump with the word kerosene. Mm-hmm. And have adopted the kerosene.
It's like buying something from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. You know the term and you can get it. Although it might not be your normal term. A man once asked me about kerosene and he said, well, we call it kerosene, but we used to call it coal oil, but it's still made from coal, isn't it?
Yeah. It comes out of the same spigot.
And it used to be, in making a slingshot, you'd use rubbers. Where would you get those?
Oh. From auto tires, inner tubes.
Someone says, well, let's say you didn't do something. And someone says, was it you who did it? What would you say?
Well, I'd probably say no. It all depends on who I was talking to.
Well, let's say a close friend.
Well, I'd say it was not I.
And when your wife puts on her best clothes, well, if she's going to put on her best clothes, you say she's going to, what would you term as getting her best clothes?
In other words, what do I associate with dressing up in your fanciest duds?
Okay, I got it.
It's
all right, I already got it. Dressing up.
You're welcome.